KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms today, warm and humid, a high of 88. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms now over western Iowa, primarily north of Interstate 80, although the showers are creeping into the northwest Pottawatomie County area. There are some widely scattered showers as well near Atlantic and off to our north around Elkhorn, between Elkhorn and Harlan. And more shower activity over Carroll, Glidden, the Audubon area, Coon Rapids, and then well off to the west as well over the western part of the state. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A 55-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman were arrested Monday by Council Bluffs authorities for allegedly running an illegal fireworks manufacturing operation. According to a Council Bluffs Fire Department press release, Craig Woodward and Caitlin Reynolds were arrested at around 2:40 p.m. near South 32nd Street and 11th Avenue after authorities received a tip about the operation. Bluffs police said the couple were charged with manufacturing fireworks without a license. Bluffs firefighters said a large number of fireworks was found inside the garage and inside the residence where the couple were arrested. Council Bluffs Police and the Council Bluffs Fire Marshal's Office are continuing to investigate the case. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, officers with the Red Oak Police Department Monday arrested a woman at the Mills County Jail on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. 49-year-old Stephanie Lee Heitschu of Villisca was taken into custody at around 2:45 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported the arrest of five people over the past week. Most recently, on Sunday, 32-year-old Brian Kirby of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for a violation of probation. And 36-year-old Michael Trotter of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Last Friday, Atlantic police arrested 27-year-old William Seffron and 37-year-old Richard D. Smith, both of Atlantic. They were taken into custody on Cass County warrants for violation of probation. And on July the 23rd, 49-year-old Richard Lewis of Atlantic was arrested by Atlantic police for domestic abuse, assault, third or subsequent offense. All five subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. A prelude to today's big livestock sale currently underway at the Cass County Fair was held Monday evening with a parade of champions and grand champion beef selection show. Among the big winners during Monday's event were Lindsay Dinkla and Hannah Carlson. Carlson exhibited the grand champion market heifer, which weighed 1,388 pounds. Hannah's the daughter of Mike and Pat Carlson. Lindsay Dinkla, the daughter of Gary and Beth Dinkla, exhibited the grand champion 4-H market steer, which weighed in at 1,326 pounds. Reserve grand champion market heifer was shown by Caroline Pellet with the Pimosa 4-H Club. She's the daughter of Brad and Christy Pellet. And the reserve grand champion market steer was shown by Haley Carlson with the Pimosa 4-H Club. Haley's the daughter of Mike and Pat Carlson. She also exhibited the grand champion FFA market heifer. Marshall McDermott of the Atlantic FFA displayed the reserve market heifer. He's the son of Mike and Melanie McDermott. Eric Plagman showed the grand champion FFA market steer. He's the son of Mike and Christy Plagman. And the reserve went to Nate Moen of the Atlantic FFA. His parents are Clint and Laura Friend. Livestock sale just getting underway this hour, and we'll conclude when all the animals are sold. We'll have live updates for you from KJAN's Jim Field throughout the morning. Breakfast is currently being served at the food stand until 10 a.m. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say a 58-year-old Iowa man tried to rescue his son, who was overcome by fumes in a hog manure pit, but both men later died. The accident occurred Saturday afternoon in the northwest Iowa community of Cylinder. The Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office said Gene Oppheim and his 32-year-old son Austin were making repairs when Austin was overcome by the gases. His father entered the pit to save his son but was also overcome. Fire and rescue personnel were called to the scene. The Sheriff's Office said the men were removed from the pit and taken to the Palo Alto County Hospital in Emmitsburg, where they were pronounced dead. Three people were arrested on drug charges over the weekend in Mills County, the Sheriff's Department reported yesterday. Matthew Jesse Joe Davis of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday night for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. His bond was set at $2,600. And on Sunday night, deputies in Mills County arrested 45-year-old Mark Douglas Bergrun of Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. That same night, 39-year-old Stephen Wayne Thompson of Harlan was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Thompson's bond was set at $6,300. Women can work on developing their wild side by registering for the Becoming an Outdoors Woman, or BOW, workshop coming up on September the 18th to the 20th. The weekend workshop is being held at the Springbrook Conservation Education Center in Guthrie County. Julie Sparks, the DNR Becoming an Outdoors Woman coordinator, said the workshop is an excellent opportunity for women 18 years and older to try a wide variety of activities they may never have had a chance to experience otherwise. She said they have top-notch instructors, the class sizes are kept small, and the setting at Springbrook is beautiful, particularly in the fall. Some workshop topics include basic fishing, fly fishing, bird watching, archery, beginning shooting, basic motorboat skills, kayaking, survival skills, and stand-up paddling, along with Dutch oven cooking, basic camping, and much more. There is a $150 registration fee, and that covers the food, lodging, and materials for the workshop. Women thinking about participating are encouraged to sign up soon as classes fill quickly. Brochures and registration forms are available online at www.iowadnr.gov/BOW. And the officials of the Iowa Department of Public Health on Monday said 10 communities have been awarded fluoride certificates by the Iowa Association of State and Territorial Dental Directors on behalf of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the American Dental Association. Fluoridation is the adjustment of fluoride in the water to an optimal level for preventing tooth decay. Denison and Winterset were among the companies receiving a 50-year award for maintaining continuous community water fluoridation from 1964 through the year 2014. The water utility serving a 500,000 customers in central Iowa says it has spent more than $1.5 million since December to remove nitrates and from the water to keep it within safe drinking limits. Des Moines Water Works draws some water from the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers, both of which had nitrate levels above the 10 milligrams per liter that is allowed by the EPA. Waterworks CEO Bill Stowe says he's preparing plans that include spending up to $183 million for new nitrate removal equipment that can keep up with the higher levels that are coming from farms. The utility is continuing to sue three upstream counties, claiming that farm drainage tiles contribute to the high nitrate levels. Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey on Monday commented on the Iowa Crops and Weather Report released by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistical Service. The report is released weekly from April through October. Northey said the continued pattern of rain showers and storms moving across the state means that crops generally have plenty of moisture, which is not usually the case in late July. And while there are certainly areas that have seen some crop damage due to the weather, in general, both corn and beans are in good condition across much of the state. According to the USDA's report, there were some reports of crop stress due to the hot, dry weather, as well as weed problems in soybeans. Topsoil level moisture is rated at 0% short, 6% short, 78% adequate, and 16% surplus. The subsoil moisture rates 0% very short, 5% short, 79% adequate, and 16% surplus. Northwest Iowa was the driest area of the state, with one quarter of the subsoil rated very short to short. And that was actually on topsoil moisture. The 83% of the corn crop had reached the silking stage or beyond, with 11% reaching the dough stage. The corn condition was rated 83% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming or beyond reached 78%. 37% of the soybeans were setting pods, which is slightly ahead of average. The soybean condition rated 76% good to excellent this week. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.